Hi, and welcome to another episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Megan McMurray, and I'm the owner of Decadently Raw Confections based here in Los Angeles. We make raw, vegan, organic desserts and chocolates.
Greetings, lovely viewers. We're very excited you could be here with us to learn how to make one of Chef Megan McMurray's most beloved raw dessert recipes. Melding the appreciation she's had as a little girl cooking with grandma and the know-how she's gained having studied with master chefs like Giuliano of Planet Raw, Megan creates scrumptious culinary art that has been praised by celebrities and admired internationally. In a radio interview she did with raw food expert David Wolf on The Adam Carolla Show, world-famous disc jockey Adam Carolla commented after trying Megan's decadently raw dessert, "I am eating a piece of pecan pie that tastes like it came from Marie Callender's. Actually, it is a little better." Decadently Raw Confections came to be in 2009 when Megan decided to take her love of chocolate and her private raw chef business to another level to make purely organic, raw, vegan desserts and chocolates. As she cleverly puts it, have your cake, eat it, feel great, and be healthier after. Who could ask for more?
So today I'm going to show you how to make my best-selling item. It's chocolate pecan turtles. So the first thing that we need for the caramel is dates. And I got these dates from the farmer's market yesterday. And they're fresh, so they still have a lot of their natural moisture. If you're going to be using store-bought dates, it's a good idea to soak them before you put them in the food processor. That way they can turn over easier. So what you need is you just get a half a pound of fresh organic dates, and we put them right in the food processor. And dates are nature's candy. They are one of the oldest crops that humans have been recorded to grow and enjoy. So they have a caramel-like flavor already, so it works well when you're making vegan caramel. And the next ingredient I use is called lucuma powder. It's from Peru. And it's a fruit, and it's actually really nutritious. It has a lot of B vitamins, and it's a really popular flavor down in South America. It's actually requested more than chocolate. So it's got a caramel-like taste as well. So I just add a little bit of the powder in on top of the dates. And the last thing that I use is fresh vanilla bean. And this just is something that I like the taste of, so I always add it in all my recipes. And we just put a little bit of that on top. And then you're ready to blend it all up. Okay, so now that they're all blended, we have created date paste, which is going to be our caramel. And what you do is you just take little bits, and I usually have a little bit of water near me when I'm making anything with dates. That way they don't stick to your fingers, and you just place little bits onto, I use a Teflex sheet. It's basically like wax paper. You can use parchment paper. You can use anything that won't stick with the dates. You just keep wetting your hands every once in a while just so that they don't stick. And you use as much caramel as you want on your dates. I just usually do a little pinch. And after you've made as many turtles as you want, you have your little bits of caramel. Just wet your hands again. And you roll them into a little ball. That way it makes it easier to work with later. And you always want to make sure that your hands are wet, because there again, it will stick to your hands and make it very difficult to make the turtles. I came up with this recipe because when I used to eat normal candy before I was a vegetarian and a vegan, turtles were one of my favorite things. So when I decided to become vegan, I wanted to find something that would satisfy that craving. So I came up with this recipe. And now that we have our caramel rolled into a ball, you kind of squish it out a little bit with your fingers. And then you take pecans. You want to get whole pecans as much as you can. And then you just press them into the bottom, like little legs of a turtle. Take four little pecans, and then that's the beginning of the turtle. So you just squish it out a little bit, put four little pecans in, and then you set it like that. And you want to just keep your hands wet that way. Doesn't stick. This stuff's very tricky. If you don't keep your hands wet, it will definitely turn into a big mess. So you just keep going along like this, and you make as many turtles as you want. Kids like doing it because it's a little bit fun to make things with your hands. And these are my best-selling items, so everyone loves to enjoy them as well. Once you've created as many as you want, you put these in the fridge. And that way the caramel can get a little bit more hard, and that way it makes it easier to work with them when we cover them in chocolate. So now we're going to put these in the fridge, and we're going to start making our raw chocolate. We'll be right back after this brief message. I'm going to go to the farmer's market real quick and get more ingredients for my next recipe, which is chocolate caramel crunchy cookies. Okay, so now we have taken our partially finished turtles out of the fridge. They've been cooling for about an hour. That way they can get a little bit more solid. And so now it's time to make the chocolate. So what we do is you take cacao butter, and I use raw cacao butter, which means it's been unheated, it's organic, it's fair trade. And it's really nutritious for you. It's a healthy fat. And what we do is we take this and we melt it. There's two ways. You can either do it in a double boiler by putting hot water in a bowl underneath it, letting it melt. Or you can also just put it in your dehydrator and melt it that way. So we start with the butter, and then we take our cacao powder, which again is organic and raw and fair trade, which is better for everyone. That way the indigenous cultures can get paid for the work that they're doing, and also that they can stay on the land that they've been for thousands of years. And chocolate actually is saving the rainforest, because cacao trees have to be planted in a jungle. So there's no way to plant a cacao tree on a clear-cut land. So chocolate is saving the rainforest if it's done properly. So we take the cacao powder and we put it into a sifter, that way no chunks get in it. And you just sift it through, that way it's airy and light. And then once you have a little bit in there, you whisk it to mix it together. And chocolate is kind of a personal thing. You can make it as bitter or as sweet as you like. And I always tell people to just continually try tasting it to see if you like how it tastes. If it needs to be sweeter, you add more sweetener. If it needs to be less sweet, you add more cacao powder. And you just continue whisking it to mix in all the powder. And then the next step is to add your sweetener. My sweetener of choice is agave. This is raw agave. It's clear, so it doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup. It hasn't been heated at all. So it's very sweet, and it's actually pretty nutritious. So what you do is you just keep stirring, and you taste it. And this tastes pretty great, so we're ready to cover our turtles. And raw chocolate actually is one of the most nutritious things on the planet. It's got 10 times the antioxidants of blueberries. It's an ancient tradition as well. Ancient Mayan and Aztec emperors used to enjoy chocolate, and the beans, chocolate naturally comes in a bean, and those beans were used as money back in those days. So it's a really precious gift to have, and I eat it every day, and I recommend you do as well. So you just take a little bit and you spoon it on and you just cover it with as much as you want. I usually like to let a little bit of the caramel show through. That way people know that there's actually caramel underneath there. But you have to work quick when you're working with raw chocolate because it does get solid pretty quick. You're not keeping it over heat, but it's still delicious. even if it sets on you, you can still remelt it and use it anytime you want. So that's it. And so then you take these and you put them in the fridge again and for maybe 10-15 minutes, and then you're ready to eat, and you have raw vegan chocolate pecan turtles. Thank you for joining me for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I hope you get a chance to try this delicious recipe with your friends. Next is Between Master and Disciples. Thank you and have a great day.
To find out more about Megan's decadently raw confections, please visit www.decadentlyraw.com, email info@decadentlyraw.com, or call 001-310-606-2689.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.